It's time for our weekly catch-up with ACT Party Deputy Leader Brooke Van Velden.
Now it's time for our regular catch-up with one of our most important minor parties about the political hot potatoes of today and tomorrow. Today, Alex chatted with ACT's Brooke Van Velden about ram raids, as well as the report by the Commerce Commission into residential building supplies. Here's that piece now.
Well, I think there's quite a lot to unpack with the ram raids that have been happening. Firstly, I think it's just dreadful for our community. People are getting attacked when they are working, or people are turning up to work the next morning and seeing all of this destruction and thuggery that's happening with the businesses that they've brought from the ground up. And that some people have actually had such an effect on their lives that they have unfortunately had a heart attack. I'm not sure if you saw the terrible report of a St Heliers restaurant owner who saw the effect of the ram raids on his business and had a heart attack. I mean, it's absolutely dreadful the effect that these thugs essentially are having on our community. But I think it goes back to what we've been seeing in the last few years with COVID. You know, we've had police that have been taken away from family group conferences and they have been manning the Auckland borders and doing a lot of COVID restriction and COVID policing. And at the same time, we've had a government that has been telling people, don't go to school. It's not safe because you have COVID. And so you've had people telling kids, you don't need to attend. If you take both of those things together, of course there are now going to be kids out there who are still not going to school, who are causing trouble, and we need to get the police out policing again and having more family group conferences to get these kids off the street and find out how we can get them back to being productive members of society. But I think there's also another element, which is leadership has to start from the top. And if you're a young kid and you're seeing that adult offenders are getting away with it, why would you not think that you could also get away with committing crime? And I just want to point to one example. And I held a meeting on crime in the community in Onehunga just last week, and I had a member of the public say that her nephew has been in and out of prison, and he himself doesn't fear going back at all, because he knows he'd just get back out on parole. So there are no consequences for people who are committing crime because the government has a policy of reducing the prison population. So if you're a young kid and you're seeing these people commit and offend and see that there are no consequences for their actions, why would you as a kid think that there would be any difference for you?
Not to take away from the stress that I'm sure these business owners are going through, but I think, you know, adding to the complexity of the situation is the fact that many of these offenders are children. And so I guess I'm wondering if ensuring there are consequences, do you think that's sufficient, given the fact that children inherently aren't very good at understanding the consequences of their actions?
I think kids actually understand a lot more than we give them credit for. And what I fear is that our society is moving further and further towards an idea that we need to protect everybody in the hopes that we can somehow not offend anybody. And we've moved away from an idea that people actually do know what they are doing. I think in some cases, a lot of these people do know what they're doing. We're not giving them enough credit. And we do need to have more consequences as a society and keep victims first. But I think we also just need to allow police to get back to policing. And we have got a lot of restrictions on what police can do. And I think we do need to, as a society, start to question how much role that we are allowing police to have in our communities in forms of police constables, community constables, and the ability for them to have more group conferences with families. And the ACT Party doesn't want to go too far into detail on what we have planned here, but we are aiming to release a new policy on crime next week. So I'm hoping that we'll be able to talk in more detail about that then. But it is a huge issue for our community. You know, I don't want people to feel like they can't go to work and be safe. And I don't want people to feel like they can't just go about their lives and go to the supermarket because they're at fear that somebody is going to ram a store. I mean, that is just a horrible society to live in.
Brooke and I then discuss the Commerce Commission's draft report on the building materials sector.
Well, after months of the building industry and anybody who's trying to get any home built telling the government that prices of building materials are going through the roof because there's not enough competition, the government decided to put in place a task force, people that would investigate what were the issues behind the increase in prices of building materials. And it was specifically around chipboard. And the ACT Party has been saying for years now, and we can go back all the way, I think, 5 years of our statements, saying that there's just not enough competition in the market because of restrictive regulations. And we've been very vindicated by this report that says it's mainly the regulatory system that's holding back competition and increasing the prices of building materials in New Zealand. And I think where we need to go from here is not pretend that this report doesn't exist. You know, there are a lot of reports that get written and then they just get filed away into a cupboard and nothing happens. But we need the government to actually act and change some of these regulatory settings. And the ACT Party has some solutions for this. We would say that there needs to be a material equivalence register that sits within the Ministry of Business, Innovation and Employment. And what it would allow is any person to make an application and say, this building product that I have could be for a particular type of timber or a particular type of plasterboard. I think that this is equivalent to another type of timber or another type of plasterboard that we can find in New Zealand already. And if MB and the people who are assessing these materials said, yes, we do actually think these are exactly the same thing, they would do the same job, then councils can't say no to not allowing that product.
And the other half of that Commerce Commission report was about the strategic conduct of key businesses in this area, specifically relating to their practices with regards to covenants and lease agreements, as well as the use of rebates for large sales of materials. Is the ACT Party proposing any action to counter that aspect of the report, or is your focus primarily on fixing that regulatory system?
Look, I think the main thing that came out from the report was the regulatory system. And you'll note that the difference between this report and the difference between the groceries report was that they didn't talk as much about the particular businesses or organisations. They talked mainly about the regulatory environment. So I think that's where our focus should be as a parliament, firstly. And I'm happy to look further into the buildings industry over the coming years. But I think what we really need to do is get our regulatory systems right, because as a government, our duty is to make fair rules that work for everybody so that people can get on with their lives and they can have businesses that operate in an effective and an efficient manner. And what we're seeing at the moment is that buildings are taking longer and longer to build because people can't get the products that they need. The price of those products is going up because there's such a constraint on what products people can get. And we need to change what's holding that back. And I believe that is our regulatory system that is making it hard for people to enter New Zealand as a new supplier. And it's because of the councils having all of their rules around which products they can and can't use within different geographic areas of New Zealand.
That is absolutely correct and definitely in line with what you're saying. However, there is the other component, which is also about the conduct of businesses. I just want to clarify that you disagree with the Commerce Commission report, that that isn't a significant issue in the building sector in New Zealand?
Oh, look, I think there is probably forms of issue, but it wasn't one that stuck out as, to me as the main focus of the report. I think we need to knuckle down and get the regulatory system right before we move on to anything else. So I think as a parliament we should be focusing on the regulatory system, and I think it would be a shame if this just got put into the back cupboard and the government just said, look, we've done the report, now isn't everything fine? And I think in some ways that could happen. You know, we have seen recent reports saying that the price of jib board has started to fall. And that's because people have been very fixated on jib board all of a sudden. Who would have thought that jib board would be a point of interest? But it's across the board. You know, you've got timber materials, steel materials, framing materials. We need to not miss the mark and keep on the government to change the regulatory system.
That was Alex speaking to Brooke Van Velden in his weekly chat with the ACT Party deputy leader.
That was Deputy Leader Brooke Van Velden from the ACT Party.